It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We all know that fast food is not very good for us, but, you know, we still partake every once in a while. We still like it. Still scratches that part of our brain that, at the moment that you're eating it, feels great.
Sure.
Well, a list of the top 5 most unhealthy menu items, fast food items came out. And I got to tell you, it's a little surprising.
Really?
I think so.
I would guess that one of the maybe not healthiest, but lowest calories is you're going to find on Taco Bell menus.
Taco Bell did not place anywhere in the top 5.
That's not surprising to me. You can get a lot of stuff on the Taco Bell menu like that you can do for Weight Watchers.
Here's what I will say. There's good news and there's bad news about this list.
Okay.
Okay, the good news is some of these things, maybe just one thing. One thing on here we can't really eat around here anyway. It's a regional fast food thing. Fatburger.
Right.
The Fatburger vanilla shake came in at number 5.
How could a shake be worse for you than a burger?
I'm not sure, but according to this list, that is the case.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm just going to throw this out there. Name a fast food restaurant.
Wendy's.
Not in the top 5.
Carl's Jr.
Not in the top 5.
McDonald's?
Not in the top 5.
Popeyes.
There we go.
Uh-oh.
And this is some bad news for Kevin.
Kevin!
Before we get into Popeyes, I just want to throw out that the other company that placed 2 out of the top 5 was Five Guys.
Really? Oh.
Five Guys showed up as number 4. They have the Five Guys French fries came in number 4, and the number 1 most unhealthy thing is a cheeseburger from Five Guys. It is the most unhealthy fast food item you can have in the country. That being said, let's get back to Popeyes.
Kevin, oh God,
no.
Kevin's covering his face. He doesn't want to hear it.
Kevin loves Popeyes.
Yes, I do.
And Popeyes has 2 of the top 5 most unhealthy items.
I hope it's fast something food. I eat.
Well, I don't know.
They did release chicken dippers. Is that on it?
Are those chicken nuggets?
They're like chicken fries, but their version.
Number 3 is Popeye's chicken nuggets.
Oh, Kevin.
I'm pissed.
Number two, the number two most unhealthy fast food menu item is Popeye's chicken sandwich.
No! You know what? I don't care if it's unhealthy. It's delicious.
Well, okay.
You should care.
Before we take that approach to life, okay? Tell us what you typically would get at Popeye's.
I get the chicken sandwich, non-spicy, add bacon to it because...
No judgment. I'm not.
So you'd say the classic chicken sandwich.
Uh-huh.
All right, the classic chicken sandwich.
No pickles.
All right, no pickles. That sandwich alone, one sandwich, 700 calories.
Okay, well...
The boy adds bacon to it, so that's probably 200 more.
Well, let me defend it. It's a whole chicken breast.
All righty. Possibly one of the most alarming parts of this, sodium, 1,440 milligrams of sodium. How much sodium should somebody have in a day? Let's look that up real fast.
Kevin,
I don't want to know this information.
Okay, how often would you say that you go to Popeye's?
Well, the deal refreshes every week.
So once a week?
Kind of, yeah. $5.99 for a chicken sandwich, you're going to say you're going to pass that up?
Do you get sides with it?
You could add a side for 99 cents.
That's not what she asked. Right.
And do you?
I add a couple sides.
You add a couple?
Okay. Well, sometimes, have you had their mashed potatoes and Cajun gravy?
I've never been to a Popeye.
Oh, girl. The mashed potatoes, Cajun gravy. I could eat that up so good.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the most unhealthy fast food items in America. Popeye's has two of the top five, and Kevin is devastated. I have good news for you, Kevin, okay? According to experts, at the FDA, you should have no more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium in a day.
Okay.
And the chicken sandwich has 1,440. So listen, if you just eat that sandwich...
Oh, it's not filling enough.
That's not filling enough?
No, I need a chicken sandwich and then some. I mean, fine. I won't tell you guys I ordered the biscuits.
Oh, God. He's also getting biscuits.
God, I'm craving Popeyes. So they don't open until 10:30.
You know what? You're going to make it very hard to carry your casket.
Katie!
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
916-909-1065. Call or text us and tell us about a time that you had just way too much of something that you love, all right? And then you probably ruined it for the rest of your life. Or hopefully not, because that is what's happened to me. And I didn't think this was even possible. When you guys hear this, your jaws are going to drop because you know me.
Okay.
I'm in the airport. I'm flying back to Sacramento. And I go to this restaurant, and for... An appetizer. They have pretzel bites.
Oh, boy.
And I said, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Right, that's daddy's sweet spot.
You love
it's my lucky day.
Yeah.
And I said, hello, barkeep. I would love the pretzel bites. And he goes, no problem, sir.
Says, thank you, Smitty. Go back to drying your glass.
I am not kidding when I say that it was a basket the size of Bigfoot's foot that okay. came out that was brimming with pretzel bites. And there must have been 36 to 48 pretzel bites in there.
That's huge.
It was humongous. And at first, they put it down in front of me, and I was like,
I can't believe this is happening to me.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Usually, I'm used to, like, eating, like, 8, 10 at the most.
Right.
This was easily 4 dozen, okay? So, at first, I go, cracking my knuckles, and I'm diving in head first, and I'm not kidding. I was not even halfway through, and I was like,
well, yeah.
And
no human person should ever consume that many pretzel bites.
Don't say that. That's mean.
Well.
All right. So I thought, I'm going to strategize here. I'm not going to drink any more beer. That's filling me up.
Okay. Because of the importance of the pretzel bite.
Taking all my soft pretzel space.
Got it. Okay.
So I stopped. Nope, that wasn't it either.
No.
I'm going to stop dipping it in cheese and mustard. Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
Could it have been the bread part of it.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll never know. Mm. You know, the data hasn't been crunched yet. Why I couldn't finish it, but I couldn't finish it. And I slowly pushed it away.
I'm so proud that you didn't.
Thank you.
Because, Kevin, we know when food is left, there's something about you that...
I know.
Even if it's on somebody else's plate.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I may have ruined myself. I don't want to say reality shows. Hold on.
What?
But reality style game shows like Love Island. I may have overindulged in Love Island so much. What started with this season, then started going backwards, that now I can't even stomach it.
Why? What happened?
It filled me up.
Wow.
It was too many pretzel bites.
Wow.
And the problem is there's a million episodes of it.
Yeah.
And I started watching after I had my hand surgery, after I broke my hand. So I had a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
I mean, more than my usual downtime. And it was just too much all at once.
Kevin, what have you ruined?
Pomegranates.
Oh, I remember when you were big into pomegranates.
I ate too much pomegranates one time.
Yeah.
You were going through pomegranates every day.
Yeah, never again.
Okay, wow. I would imagine.
Never.
I can't even look at one anymore.
Wow. We put this up on Facebook for Wake Up Call listeners, and what kind of responses did we get?
Erica said, I had a weird yearning for couscous, and I ate it every day for weeks. And then one day, I couldn't stand the smell, and I've never had it since.
Wow, and couscous barely has a smell.
Right. Nikki said, cilantro. In 1999, I sat in my mom's garden and ate a bunch of it, and it made my stomach feel sick, and I couldn't have it again for months. But I still love cilantro.
Like a little bunny.
Yeah. Jamie said in her early 20s, she worked at an Italian restaurant, and now she can't have pasta. Mm. Amy said Krispy Kreme donuts. She had so many the very first time that she ever had them that it made her sick.
I get that.
Oh, God. Sarah said, when I was 8, my parents were in a bowling league, and the bartender at the bowling alley knew I loved maraschino cherries. One night, I probably ate about 50 of them. I haven't had one since, and I'm 41.
Wow.
Two more. Emily said, and I pray that this never happens to us. Disneyland.
What?
No.
She said I had an annual pass because my boyfriend lives down there. The cost, the crowds, people being disrespectful to hardworking cast members, it's turned me away. Now I only go on special occasions.
Wow.
Yeah, and the last one here, and I feel like somebody needs to call Lori and see if she's okay. Lori said, my kids. She said they become selfish, hateful adults.
Holy cow!
Got dark.
Oh, you can text us at 916-909-1065. It's Gavin, and this is a best of classic. Are you smarter than Katie? So no prize today.
1065 the end.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She's doing a little pre-gaming right now, eating a bag of chips.
Gavin!
Getting ready for the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie?
If you want to start, keep calling me out, I'm going to tell everybody what you said the second I walked in the door today.
My back hurt?
No, but it is on your back.
Oh, that's fine.
Go ahead, tell everybody.
I have a pimple on my butt.
Right, okay, so we're just, see, I wouldn't tell people that.
Oh, that wasn't that bad.
You just did.
Yeah.
Because you keep calling me out.
Free in a bag of chips?
It's your medicine.
It's your medicine.
I'm real mad.
You're making her maddie.
Let's talk to Preston. Good morning, Preston.
Hey, good morning.
You are caller 17, and I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We're going to run over. We're going to see how many you get right, how many she gets right. Jackpot's $20 because she lost yesterday, so we had to reset the jackpot.
Goodbye.
And the whole thing's brought to you by Garden of Eaton Restaurants. 3 locations, 1 in Auburn, 2 in Roseville. Delicious farm-to-fork food, and we're live on Instagram and 106.5. All right, Preston, here we go. Question 1. A major change is coming to the Boy Scouts of America in its effort to build back its reputation and be more inclusive. They're changing the name to Scouting America. That's what they're going to be called. What animal is on the Boy Scouts insignia?
An eagle.
Question two, Disney CEO Bob Iger has admitted that mistakes were made with the Marvel projects while he was gone, and they went for quantity, not quality. Because of that, he announced a major pullback on the number of projects that they will now limit no more than 2 movies and 2 shows per year. Still seems like a lot. There is only one Marvel movie coming out in 2024, though. What is it? Three seconds. Three, two, one.
Four?
Okay. Question three. Donald Trump has 4 criminal trials looming over him, but he was thrown a lifeline yesterday. The trial about him stealing and hiding top secret documents has been delayed indefinitely by the judge now. True or false, she's the only judge in his trials that he appointed.
False.
Question four. The roast of Tom Brady was filmed for Netflix, but there is something that is being removed and you can't see it. Kim Kardashian being booed by the crowd. She was booed so badly that Kevin Hart had to come out and beg everyone to calm down. All of that was removed for the broadcast. What city did Tom Brady end his NFL career in?
Tampa Bay, Florida.
And question five, Sylvester Stallone might be hard up for money because he's selling 11 of his watches. The watches are all luxury brands and all are worth millions. Listen closely. If you bought his Rolex for $2.5 million, his Movado for $3.1 million, and his Harry Winston for $1.9 million, what is your total?
$7.5 million.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. Preston, where are we going today?
I'm going to Sacramento.
What for?
I'm a registered nurse.
You are a registered nurse. You want to save with which group?
Sutter Health.
Sutter Health. Very cool. Thank you for what you do.
Absolutely.
One of the professions like teachers that just deserves way more pay and way more respect.
Can I ask you, are you very good looking?
Oh, wow.
I can't say. I'm
okay, because I get really uncomfortable when I have a male nurse that's very good looking if I am in some sort of
compromised position.
And I don't just mean like lady stuff. I just mean in general.
Sure.
Can start walking in with those scrubs and I'm supposed to not notice?
It's not fair.
I'm sick. I'm not dead.
I know. It's not fair for a good looking man to see your pain face.
Thank you.
I've seen your pain face.
It's terrible.
You deserve better.
Yes.
Preston, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Now, here we go. Here we go. Question one. A major change is coming to the Boy Scouts of America in its effort to build back its reputation, be more inclusive. I'm pretty sure they admit girls now, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. They're changing their name to just Scouting America. That's what they are changing their name
right.
to. What is the animal on the Boy Scouts insignia?
Gotta be an eagle.
Yes. Sure is an eagle. Sure is. Question two, Disney CEO Bob Iger. He admits that while he was gone from the position of CEO, mistakes were made with Marvel, and they went for quantity, not quality.
No!
And he said they're going to fix that. And
it's almost like somebody should ask me.
They're limiting how many they do now, and they're not going to make any more than 2 movies and 2 shows a year.
Well, that's good.
That still sounds like an awful lot.
It's nothing like it was.
There's only one Marvel movie coming out in 2024. What is it?
The Unbreakable Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Not even in the Marvel Universe.
Not yet.
No. Deadpool and Wolverine.
Okay.
Question three. Donald Trump has 4 criminal trials looming over him, and he was thrown a lifeline yesterday. Did you see his story?
I saw it on your Instagram, breaking news from Gavin.
Yep, the trial about him stealing and hiding top secret documents has been delayed indefinitely by the judge. True or false? She's the only judge in his trials that he appointed.
True, but I will say in the same way that we're like, just because it was an Obama-appointed judge doesn't mean we can't trust them to do their job. I feel like we need to tread a little lightly on this one.
Question four. The roast of Tom Brady was filmed for Netflix, and there's something that you will never see when you watch it. Kim Kardashian being booed by the crowd. She apparently was booed so badly that Kevin Hart had to come out and beg the crowd to shut up so that they could continue the show. All of that has been removed.
That's terrible.
What city did Tom Brady end his NFL career in?
What city? Tampa Bay.
That is correct.
Woo! Buccaneers.
That was a close one. She's a big pirate fan.
Car.
Not even about the NFL or football. She's just like pirates.
Yep.
Question
five. Love swashbuckling.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Right.
Buckle that swash. That's what you say.
Yeah.
Question five. Sylvester Stallone might be hard up for money because he's selling 11 of his watches. The watches are all luxury brands, and each one is worth millions. Listen close.
Okay.
If you bought his Rolex for $2.5 million, his Movado for $3.1 million, and his Harry Winston for $1.9 million.
Ugh, okay.
That's not a euphemism. That's a brand, by the way. What's your total?
Okay. Okay. Give me a second. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 5, 6, 7.
3 seconds.
$7.5 million.
Oh, my God.
She can add, bitch.
She can add, bitch is right. Preston, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Did you decide if you're attractive or not?
I'm not going to say. I can't say that.
That means you are.
Yeah, it means you are.
That means you are. Yeah. All right, final score. Preston, you got 3. Katie got 4. Katie wins. No matter how hot you are, it doesn't matter. We had $20 as a jackpot. Tomorrow, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Not today. Yeah, not today. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And the music's not working, so
How weird.
Yeah, I don't know why. So you call 916-909-1065 and you tell us your maiden name and your married name. Katie and I, we've done all the training. We both have our PhD. And we will tell you which one's better, but more importantly, we'll tell you why. Let's start with Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Okay.
Mary.
Mary, what is your maiden name?
Dang.
Dang.
Dang?
Yeah, it's like, dang, girl.
Dang.
Stop it. That is fun.
All right. I do
but
like
here's
that.
The thing. If you don't say it like that, the name Mary Dang is not that great.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point.
You know?
And actually, even if you do say it like that, it's still not that great.
It feels bad coming out.
Mary Dang.
But don't say it like that. Say it the other way.
Mary Dang. Mary Dang. I don't like
okay,
that.
All right. So what's your married name?
Deloney.
Deloney.
Mary Deloney.
Like baloney, but with a D?
Yes.
Can I have a Deloney sandwich?
Yeah. Okay, that's an upgrade.
Yeah.
Mary Deloney.
I mean, dang's fun when you just say dang.
But you have to say it that way.
Like, they're never going to say it that way in any sort of situation that's serious.
Like, if you are waiting in the waiting room and a nurse comes out,
right.
Dang.
Right. All right. So there you go. That is an upgrade. Congratulations, Mary. Thank you so much for calling and bringing great energy to the show. Let's talk to Brina.
Brina.
Close enough. Okay. Yeah. Brina, what is your maiden name?
So it's Smith.
Oh, I mean, we all know what's Brina Smith.
What's your married name?
So I'm getting married in May, and it's going to be Brina Spina.
No, shut up. What?
Okay, come on.
Yeah,
your name's going to be Brina Spina?
Brina Spina.
That can't be an upgrade. Brina Spina?
Okay, you're right.
I get called Julia Guglia because of it.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think you have to keep Smith.
Oh, really?
It's not good, but you can't. I won't let you be Brina Spina.
I won't allow it either. All right, Brina, good luck with your marriage. Let's talk to Tatiana. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, Tatiana, what is your maiden name?
Reyes.
Tatiana Reyes.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
And then what's your married name?
Tatiana Vejar.
Oh, Tatiana Vejar. I like Vejar.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Reyes is a little more run-of-the-mill. Vejar seems like a Vegas casino.
Oh, I'm staying at the Vejar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. We have to stay at the... at Planet Hollywood, because I've been banished from the Vejar.
Right.
It's got to be an upgrade.
Yeah, it's an upgrade.
Yeah. But I'm just saying...
But the Vejar's not a nice hotel on the Strip.
It's not great.
It's an old one.
It's an older one.
So it's an upgrade, but ugh. All right, let's do one more. And Rennell or Kara?
Let's go Rennell.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. All right, Rennell, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Are
good.
We pronouncing it right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Rennell, what's your maiden name?
It's Randall.
Rennell Randall. Oh, that sounds like you have your own makeup line.
Oh, I was thinking she sounds like a lady detective.
Or a lady detective.
You know?
Either one.
Like on the case, sitting in her car, drinking out of black coffee out of a thermos. Oh, I know he's coming out soon.
All right. And what is your married name?
It's Valai. It's V. It's spelled with a V. So Valai.
So Valai.
I got the V. What's the rest of it?
Yeah.
Valai.
It's V-A-R-L-A-I, but the R is silent.
Valai.
Okay.
Rennell Valai can be either something really bad, like an undiagnosed liver condition.
Okay, Valai is absolutely some kind of skin condition.
But,
but it could also be an exotic location that people go to because it's Instagrammable.
Like we're climbing Mount Valai.
Or we vacationed at Valai.
No, yeah.
It's so cheap. Whatever people say.
Where will you be holidaying, Valai?
Valai.
We took our yacht out there.
What? Where in Valai? Rennell.
Wow. Here's why I'm going to say it as a downgrade.
Oh, my God. What?
I'm going to tell you why. She spelled it for us.
Yeah. Oh.
It has.
Yeah.
It has. What are they called? Invisible letters. What's that called?
Silent letters. Yeah.
It has a silent letter in it.
Yeah.
Which means your whole life is wonky.
Rennell, she did it again. She did it again. She convinced me that's a downgrade, but boy, oh boy, what a technicality, okay? Yeah. It's the married name upgrade downgrade.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much up lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Now it is time for
Fun Delivered.
This is the most fun you'll ever have opening the mail. And we know that bar is really low. Fun Delivered, in case you don't know, is a company that is out of Florida where you can buy up in bulk or I think even individual packages of undelivered mail, mail that never made it to their final destinations. What's inside? That's up to you. Go on the adventure. Ooh. And they send us a great big box that we slowly work our way through. We pick something out based purely on looks and feel. And then we take a break and we come back and open it. And we see what's inside. And there has been some nutty things inside. Got a bright pink neon sign that said Krista. Oh, and yeah. I just wanted to give you an update on the Krista sign. It lights up the studio every single morning.
Beautifully. We put it on every morning.
And they tell us, don't leave stuff in the studio. And I say, Krista stays. She is ambiance at this point. And the dog collar, by the way, for Chester the dog.
Yeah.
En route back to New York.
Wow, oh, good exciting. For you, Gavin.
Yep. All right, so who would like to go into the big fun delivered
you go
box?
First.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go first this week. Let's see.
Oh, last week was fun when he took your first pick and he got it better than yours.
I chose something and then at the last second I thought, no, Katie, this isn't the one for you. Then Gavin said, I'll take it. And sure enough, if it wasn't something way better than...
All right.
Okay.
This makes a little noise when I shake it.
Okay.
Oh.
It looks... It's metallic. It's cylindrical.
Yeah. Actually, as I'm...
Okay, I'll go.
As I'm shaking it, I'm worried this is like just like a little kid's thermos or something.
It.
I don't know. Okay. Well, it's...
Trade with Katie now before she knows.
She's never doing that again. She learned her lesson last week. I'm going to guess that this is, it sounds like a thermos.
I hope it's like a bike pump or something.
It's too small. This is only maybe like 18 inches long, and it is shaped like a rectangular box. Katie's the queen of going for stuff that looks like clothes.
Nope, but I didn't this time.
What'd you get?
So I got a package that has two small packages inside, and I feel like maybe they're phone cases or something.
You used to be big on phone cases, collecting them.
I changed my phone cases a lot.
All the time.
Yeah. Ooh. Then Pop Sockets came out, and you can't just switch your phone case all the time, because then you're, what are you going to do with your Pop Sockets?
You could get a bunch of Pop Sockets.
Yeah, that's true.
Or commit to a bunch of Pop. All right. And Kevin's going through the box right now. We're playing Fun Delivered, part one. Okay, that what you're holding right now, I almost picked that.
Yeah, well,
it's
the word slide is all over it.
What so does that
it's
mean?
Some company called Slide.
Mm-hmm, maybe slide in my DMs.
Okay.
All righty. I'm not quite sure why a package would slide into your DMs.
There was also a book package. I'm not getting that.
Yeah,
it
one
says
of those.
Book
yeah.
All over
it's def- whatever it says a- book.
It says book or something.
Yeah, that's always nope. All right. Well, here we go. Okay, so I've got my 18-inch rectangular box that sounds like a thermos. I hope I'm wrong. Katie's got her package in a package. She's guessing it's a phone case. And Kevin has
Black rectangle or square.
Little black square that he's hoping slides into his DM. We're going to play a song, take a break, and when we come back, we're opening the packages for Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Okay, we are smack dab in the middle of playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. And this is the most fun you'll ever have opening the mail. We've already gone into the big Fun Delivered box. We've already picked out our big Fun Delivered packages. Actually, all the big packages are pretty much picked over at this point.
Yeah.
but that's okay, though. Sometimes ye be small but mighty. We saw that last week when I got some sort of jade roller on steroids and red light therapy.
It's an electric lymphatic drainage wand.
And just to give you an update, I did give that to Katie.
He did.
My face is already snatched.
Period.
So we each have our packages. Just to recap, mine is like a 18-inch long, thick rectangle, and when I shake it, it sounds like, I hope I'm wrong, a hollow thermos.
Yeah.
It's about the shape of like a little kid's thermos.
Yeah.
I really hope I'm wrong. Kevin, describe your package.
I got a little black square that says slide all over it.
Like that's the company name. Mm-hmm. And how big is the square, would you say?
I would say like a hand size.
It's like the size of a piece of toast.
Yeah.
Toast.
Oh, yeah. It does
like,
look like
yeah,
a
Yeah, like
toast.
A big piece of bread. All right.
Okay. And then I got what feels like, I thought it felt like phone cases, but now I'm thinking maybe that's not. It's several small boxes, skinny boxes inside of a bag.
Okay. All right. Well, Kevin, I want you to go first.
Okay.
Okay. And you can always text FUN in to 916-909-1065 to see all of this.
Okay. It's in another bag.
Oh, this is definitely going to be jewelry.
Oh.
Why?
Why are you saying it like that's a bad thing?
I don't want jewelry again.
It's got its own little silk case.
Well, then why?
Ooh.
It is a silk case.
Okay, now.
Oh my God, another bag.
Okay,
wow.
Now I'm done.
Okay, now
I'm
it's.
Oh, what? It's like hoop earrings.
Ooh!
Oh no, it's a bracelet again.
Let me see.
It looks like it's a bracelet for the size of a baby.
Yeah, that's like a baby bracelet.
I think this is women jewelry. I can't wear this.
What kind of woman is that big?
That's jewelry for a baby.
What? I got baby
the
jewelry?
Tiniest, little
maybe
bracelet.
Maybe they thought
I've
ever I was
seen
petite.
In my whole life.
Oh, here we go. This one's bigger. I think this is a choker.
No, that is not a choker. That's a necklace for a baby. You got baby jewelry.
You got baby jewelry.
Oh, ew.
Well, Kevin, there you go. You got baby jewelry.
I'm so pissed.
More jewelry
that he won't sell.
I'm going to sell this.
He got gold bracelets and he still hasn't sold them. So, anyway, okay, well, Katie, go ahead.
Okay. I feel like this is going to be.
I hope you get jewelry.
Oh, it has phone cases. Oh,
it is. Are they okay? What are
what
on
iPhone?
These phone cases?
Okay,
oh, good question. What iPhone?
iPhone 12. And it's again anime.
Oh, they're from Shein.
Yeah,
what?
It's from Shein. And it's iPhone cases that are clear but have a little pig on them. And it's eating chips.
Oh, that's cute.
Why is anime so weird?
It's so weird.
I don't know. They love to eat, but like cute eat.
They're either fighting each other, making love to each other, or eating. It's one of those three things.
I have to tell you, I am not familiar with it enough to know that any of that was true.
And for
okay, this is so weird.
Oh.
It's two packages, and each package has two in it. So I got four phone cases. of little piggies.
Oh, they're couple ones. Put them side by side. One's eating, one's playing music. That's so cute.
No, it's not playing music. One is throwing potato chips into the other one's mouth.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, my God. That's hecka cute.
Somebody ordered. Somebody like saw this online and said,
"That's
it. I absolutely have to have this."
Yeah, somebody said, "That's the I want phone cases speak to your personality."
Right.
That one speaks to mine. I'm a little oink oink. All right. Well, all right. We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. I'm going to open mine now.
What?
Oh God! What?
It's Once again, I feel like anime. I guess it's anime. I'm not really sure.
Why is so much anime stuff not delivered to the right location?
People regretted it.
It's a water bottle. I guess technically it's a water bottle, but not like how you think.
Okay.
It's a water bottle that is shaped kind of like a carton of milk.
Those are really cute. People love those,
and
Gavin.
And you take like the little thing off and you can go like...
You probably see this like on TikTok where somebody has a super organized fridge and their milk carton is clear. And so you put your milk in there so it looks cuter in your fridge.
This is like the pediatric edition of Fun Delivered. I'm not sure what is going on, but everything we opened is for a baby.
Yeah.
We've got baby jewelry. We've got an iPhone case that's clearly for a kid that shouldn't have a phone.
Yeah.
And then we've got a water bottle that looks like a milk carton with a chubby. All right.
Well, who won?
Getting to the bottom of the box, guys.
It's Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So Halloween is right around the corner. And obviously everybody's getting their spooktacular treats ready. And M&M's has got a little thing going on here where they want to help you on the night of Halloween.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Is it? Because I call scam.
Why?
Listen to this. M&M's is doing something called their Halloween Rescue Squad. And on the night of Halloween, if you run out of candy, you can go to their website and request free M&M's be delivered to you that night from, you know, the delivery service GoPuff.
Isn't that like a weed delivery thing?
That is not how I have used it.
Oh.
I have used it to get COVID tests. So you tell me.
Well, I don't know. I've never used that.
So this whole thing's powered by GoPuff. And for those that don't know, that's kind of like a DoorDash or an Instacart or whatever. So you're handing out your candy to your trick-or-treaters, cutesy cutesy. You run out. What are we going to do? You go to M&M's site and... if an available store near you has M&M's, they will deliver them to you for free.
Oh, I don't think any store near us is going to have coming Halloween day, it's mostly sold out.
That I agree with. But here's the other reason why I know this doesn't make any sense. And this is just a promotional thing to get our attention. You have to check back on the night of Halloween at 5 p.m.,
so specific.
Okay, now that's 5 p.m. Eastern.
So that's 3 p.m. our time.
Now, who even at 5 p.m. hardly has trick-or-treaters?
Right.
And you're already out of M&M's? You're already out of candy by 5 p.m. or also known as 3 p.m. Is it 2 p.m.?
I think it's 3.
Whatever. the beginning of the afternoon for the West Coast?
Right.
So this all is just a, like, look at me thing. At first, I thought, oh, my God, this is genius. And then I realized, M&M's, you're not going to pull a fast one on me. Now, here's another thing that they're doing. To me, this makes even less sense. They're doing candy booth pop-ups in selected neighborhoods around the... Hold on, I can see your face.
That's exciting.
Okay, see, your face is feeling like you're excited.
Right.
Just let me get through this. They are booths that will be in neighborhoods all over the United States in selected cities. Okay. What does the booth do?
I hope have candy.
No.
What?
No. The booth is a phone booth.
No, to call them?
Yes.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Request more candy.
Okay. So they want me to get out of my house, right. Go into a phone booth,
yes,
to call to see if they have candy to deliver to me.
At select locations while supplies last.
I'm going to have some angry trick-or-treaters waiting at my door.
Well, fortunately, it will be hours and hours and hours before they actually start trick-or-treating, so maybe that'll give you some extra time. Do you get trick-or-treaters?
I get so many, even though I turn off my lights and everything and says, don't come here. They still come.
Why don't you want to give out?
I'm busy going to Halloween parties. I don't have time to stay home, pass out candies.
On Halloween night?
Yeah. It's adult-a-ween night.
Okay.
I leave the bowl out there. If the first kid takes all of it, that's your problem.
You say good for them.
Good for you.
Right.
Read the sign.
Say get diabetes just like me.
Oh, my God. I don't want to wish diabetes on anyone.
You know, okay, you're right. You're right.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.